What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Sometimes that is better.
Zombies have entered the building. They're at the door. They're coming in.
It is time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Seen one too many movies.
Nah, Sid! Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
What's the fucking
rules
in the bag?
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Is this the most obnoxious cartoon adaptation of a movie?
It's the most ill-conceived.
Who was asking for this?
Apparently you.
I wasn't asking for it. I found out about it after the fact. And yes, I watched a shit ton of this cartoon.
I never did, man. I was, for some reason, even as a dumb kid, I was like, this isn't true to the movie. Change.
I saw the cartoon before I saw the movie.
Oh.
I did too. But I just found Beetlejuice to be so... I think actually this cartoon delayed me watching the movie because I was like, oh, it's just that fucking idiot running around with red fingers for some reason.
Welcome to Animation Damnation. I'm Andrew Jupin alongside Eric Siska and Steven Sadek. We're talking about an episode of the, like Steve said, ill-conceived Beetlejuice. The episode in question is called Laugh of the Party. Original air date, October 7th, 1989, which I didn't know this cartoon was that old.
Oh, I didn't either.
Because it was on the Fox Kids after school block.
Right.
When I was in like grade school. So we're talking like early to mid-90s. And it was like... like I thought it was
yeah.
new then.
Yeah,
is like 1989. I didn't know it went back that far.
Because it was – and Burton was a developmental producer or something.
He's credited as like helping develop the show, yeah.
Which is crazy. I mean, I guess it's just – I don't like this. And this happens a lot in your cartoons. It's like, hey, let's just pretend the third act never happened.
Right.
That Aladdin show, the genie was just back being a genie. And he's like,
yes.
Hey, everybody, I'm the genie played by Dan Castellaneta this time.
Yeah.
But like, it's not like he's like, yeah, I'm just your slave forever now. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, we're just having all sorts of adventures and those gold cufflinks are back on me.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Remember when those magically broke off and Robin Williams gave such a tearful reaction to it in that movie? We'll fucking forget it because he's a slave again. And that's what we're doing here. Like, you know, last time we see Beetlejuice, he's in that monster unemployment line. His head gets shrunk. They all hate his guts. But in this cartoon, him and Lydia are best friends.
No, nope. No, I refuse.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin and Geena Davis are nowhere to be seen.
No,
not referred to.
I haven't. I mean, I've seen probably a handful of episodes back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And I just watched this one. Is Jeffrey Jones in this cartoon at all?
Any yeah, he's in this episode.
Oh, cool.
He's...
But they make him blonde for some reason.
Oh, that's... I didn't get it, I guess.
Yeah. Charles Dietz is in this episode. It's the only time Jeffrey Jones will ever be turned into a cartoon. Not the only time he's been turned into a laughing stock. But the only time he'll be turned into a cartoon is this Beetlejuice show. And it's like barely trying to draw Jeffrey Jones.
Do you think that was his line, too, by the way? It's like, you know, I played a cartoon in that Beetlejuice show.
did he do the voice, too?
No.
No, not at all.
Nobody's coming back for anything. This is all a bunch of mostly Canadian voice actors. This is the most Canadian Beetlejuice has ever sounded.
You know what actually might make a... decent cartoon. I don't know. Ferris Bueller?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Running around, you know, Ed Rooney after him.
They made a Ferris Bueller cartoon. It was called Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
I never saw it.
It's a live-action show that was just basically a rip-off of Ferris Bueller. Oh, same-ish concept.
Actually, I think they tried to develop a TV show.
There was a Ferris Bueller show, too. Right, yeah.
Yeah, it might have been axed pretty early on.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little trivia there for you nerds. This voice cast is so Canadian. It's got someone from the animated X-Men show in it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was driving me nuts. Lydia's voice sounded so familiar to me. And it was Jubilee. The girl who played Jubilee, or the woman who played Jubilee, also did this voice.
So, yeah, I mean, it's all nobody voice actor. I mean, not nobodies, but it's just they're voice actors. Yeah, There's no celebrities that came on to do any of the voices. But, yeah, the Alec Baldwin, Gina Davis character's gone. The house looks the same. You get a lot more of, like, Lydia in this all-girls school in the cartoon.
Yes.
And she's got, like, goofy friends, and there's, like, a popular chick. Like, it was amazing to me. I mean, I have not seen this in, you know, a good 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, how fast all of it came back to me. I mean, I really watched this cartoon a lot, and I don't know why. This is a real nostalgia buster for me because I fucking loved it. And I was even saying, like, one of my sisters is going to hate that we're doing this episode because we watched it all the time and loved it. But, like, Meg, let me tell you, this is terrible. Well, I don't know what we were thinking.
It's all puns. It's all bad puns. And that's a tough one to swallow.
It's a trifecta of things that are wrong with it. The bad puns. Beetlejuice is using way too much magic on this show. Mm-hmm. He's doing magic tricks like in every scene.
He's floating most of the time. He's never got his feet on the ground.
Yeah, he's just floating all over the place. And on top of it, like the background sound in this, like the music, not the theme song. The theme song, it's
Elfman.
It's, you know, Elfman did it and it's fine. But like just the background, like sound effects and stuff, there's a lot of just like horn honk gags and like when Beetlejuice like makes a pun.
Wah, wah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of sad trombone. And it's just terrible.
It's silly stuff. And Beetlejuice isn't silly. Beetlejuice is kind of terrifying. Guess what, gang? Beetlejuice is trying to rape that chick at the end of the movie.
Yep.
And now they're best pals.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. He was waiting for marriage.
Yes. Still rape if you're married, Eric.
No, I know, but you know,
at the very least,
he was waiting for marriage.
But is the comparison I think you can make between the two is that the movie Beetlejuice is charmingly annoying / pervy.
Yes,
the cartoon Beetlejuice is just annoying. Part of the charm of Beetlejuice, you know, throughout the film, is the vulgarity and the perverseness of the character.
Right.
And you're like, wow, this is like a gross, like paranormal comedy kind of a thing. And you lose all that, and he's just got like, they do like bugs in his hair gags.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of like, when he lifts up his arms. You know, like, yeah, I get it. He smells and there's bugs everywhere. There's no grabbing the crotch. He's not spitting. Like,
no.
All these things that you love about the Michael Keaton
He's not trying to fuck anybody.
Not at all.
I thought of a nice analogous idea for a TV show. It's, let's call it, Silence of the Lambs, the cartoon.
Okay.
I'm in.
It's Clarice in college in the FBI training academy.
Quantico. Sure. She's still in Quantico.
She's still in Quantico. And she just so happens to have a very funny professor by the name of Hannibal Lecter.
Yep, sure.
And they're getting in all sorts of scrapes, and they're buddies, and like he's always trying to help her out because they're friends.
Yeah.
But he's also kind of sort of a, you know, a devious cannibal.
And yeah. And you got things like he goes like, good evening, Clarice. Wah, wah, wah.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just this movie, the show is so fucking silly. So this episode, Laugh of the Party.
It's Halloween, by the way. Congratulations. Spooktacular Halloween.
Exactly. And so it's, you know, Lydia sort of gets like a backhanded invitation to the popular girls' Halloween party. She decides she's going to have a party of her own.
Mm-hmm.
Chaos ensues thanks to Beetlejuice.
Yes. And the problem is it's also just weird. Even if we're going to, like, you know, Disney-fy this and make it nice for everybody, round out the edges, make it a cute cartoon.
Yeah.
he's still like a 40-year-old ghost hanging around with a 16-year-old girl, appearing in her bedroom all the time without any supervision.
Yep.
It's creepy.
Oh, yeah. So the perviness is there, but it's more subtle.
Yeah.
Well, it's subtle because it's like, oh, what are we doing today, babes?
Babes, by the way. Fuck that.
It's disgusting.
Honestly, there's like, when the lights are off in this world, I do not want to know what's happening.
Best case scenario, he's watching her sleep.
Well, oh, sure.
They're like a Bonnie and Clyde here.
It's like Badlands.
Yes, exactly.
I would love to see Beetlejuice and Lydia just hanging out under a tree talking about how they just go from town to town killing people because nobody understands them. There's just oil rigs in the background. Oh, it's beautiful. All of this cartoon is animated in the golden hour. Beautiful.
I would love it. I would have tuned in every week.
Yeah, I mean, this was stuck right between X-Men and Eek the Cat, dude. Like, that's where it was at. So, it's like,
I'm going to help you have a great party, babes. Going to invite all sorts of monsters to your house.
Is the basic idea.
He goes to a monster store. He picks up monsters in a can. He also gets this really weirdly character designed monster party animal. It's this hairy beast with like a sex collar on him.
Yeah, Beetlejuice is having this dude walk around, and he's holding him by a chain.
it's a black and leather studded chain. I'm sorry, but it is.
Now, I don't, Steve, maybe you remember this from the show, because there's a part in this episode where Beetlejuice is watching a commercial for this, like, Netherworld Party City, basically. Yeah. And it's, like, real shitty computer animation out of nowhere. Like, it's all hand-drawn animation in this cartoon.
Yes.
And then it turns, I don't know if it's necessarily computer, but, like, did they do that more than just on this episode?
I think they did because it's in the theme song, and that's the only reason I...
I didn't notice.
That's them telling us, by the way, you're going to see other kinds of forms of animation just for shits and gigs.
Which, like, I'm not interested in that. No. I'm barely interested in what you're doing with Beetlejuice.
With the Beetlemeyer, man. And yeah, so the rich girl shows she's got two goony friends. They're super excited to be invited to any kind of party. And, of course, the rich girl who she hates is going to come as well. They rip off entirely Christmas Story in this episode. Her mother makes her a pink bunny costume, and she hates it.
Oh, right. And then Lydia just alters it and makes it a werewolf, and it's totally fine. So it's not even a problem.
I mean, I think this show is popular because it spoke to the gothiness of the Tim Burton sect, and like,
yes,
which is rare in cartoons, and like especially I imagine if you were like a 14-year-old or you know an 8-year-old girl with like you know weird hobbies, you'd be like, "That's me
with gothic tendencies."
Yes,
yeah, you know? No, absolutely.
You're That's, on Hot Topic hadn't been invented yet. You had nowhere to go.
Yeah, you had some Peter Murphy CDs for some reason.
Also, I think this was a recurring thing on this show, and it's a really dumb gag of Beetlejuice turning into Betty Juice, much like when Urkel played his cousin Myrtle Urkel.
Yep,
we kind of loved this in the 90s.
Yeah,
and it's here. He's Betty Juice, and this is also another thing that's obnoxious because. Like, I guess this does take place after the events of the movie, maybe, but like. It appears as if Beetlejuice, in the form of, like, Mr. Juice or whatever it is, like, the parents are aware of him.
Yes.
Yeah. Because there's one part where he comes to the door and he's pretending to be a caterer.
Yeah.
And this woman doing a bad Catherine O'Hara impression is just like, oh, Mr. Juice, you're also – or Mr. Beetle, that's what it is. And it's like, oh, Mr. Beetle, you're also a caterer? It's like, how many times is this guy interacting with them? Because, like, again – that's not what's going on in the movie.
Call CPS. This guy always wants to get near my daughter. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, oh, hey, man, I'm the new caterer. Hey, is your daughter home?
Oh, now this week I'm cleaning a pool, babes. Well, you look at that gothic bathing suit you have on.
And it's just like, yeah.
I'm your substitute teacher, babes. Oh, I'm teaching at this all-girls school.
Yep.
Yep.
Sure. And you're just allowing this middle-aged ghost to hang out. Like, they make him kind of balder than Michael Keaton is in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like a real loser.
He's also really fat. He's a very chubby Beetlejuice, which I don't appreciate.
I mean, maybe that's because he's flying all over the place, so he's not getting his ghost exercise.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's just like, you know, it's like in WALL-E. Like, they're all just, like, sitting everywhere. So it's like, he's just a fat ghost now. But why would a ghost get fat?
This is just like WALL-E.
The animation is very, very similar. The depth, the detail.
Yeah.
So, you know, long story short, Beetlejuice at this ghostly party city buys a guests of a party in a can or whatever the gag is, mm-hmm. and opens it up, and like all these monsters come out and attend this party because he's worried that like people aren't going to attend Lydia's party, and he loves her, so he wants to like have guests come to her party. He doesn't want it to be a flop, so like all these monsters come in, and conveniently because it's a Halloween party, you know,
nobody could tell.
No one's the wiser that children are dancing with monsters,
and everything's dressed like drawn like shit anyway, so no one can tell one end from the other.
That's obnoxious. Well,
what are you supposed to be? Oh, another human person. Okay.
It's really obnoxious. Like, you're dealing with an already like a pre-existing property.
Yeah,
we know what that property looks like. Yeah. Do a better job to animate that shit. Like, we knew what X-Men looked like from comics.
Yeah,
they did a goodish job animating that X-Men show.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we try a little harder with Beetlejuice?
Nope.
Just a little bit harder.
I'm sure people will say, like, oh, it's a reinterpretation. We're doing our own thing with the idea of Beetlejuice.
Sure. Don't make it look like shit. Reinterpret it till the cows come home. Don't make it look like shit.
Well, in our vision, we kind of had shit on the brain.
Oh, we wanted it to look like shit.
Yeah.
It's really saying something.
Whenever you find something wrong, it was meant to be like that.
It's a stylistic choice. It's animation.
Exactly. It's not lazy. It was intended to look like garbage.
The weird part is when the girl, I forget her name, the rich girl that everybody's supposed to hate because she has money.
Yeah.
Is,
well, she's also a big jerk.
Yeah, she is. She's mean to everybody. The monster of Beetlejuice is like, hey babes, I'm going to have this monster date your friend. And
yep.
like, it's really weird because it's this big, gross, like, hairy monster. He looks like a fucking toilet just shitted up. And he's with a bondage collar on. And he starts dancing with her. She's like, ooh, you're a big, handsome man. And I'm like, I don't know what the... This girl's drawn like she's 8 years old.
Yeah, it's really gross.
Yeah.
And then Beetlejuice... I believe it's Beetlejuice that sets this whole thing up. He's like, well, you know... Relationships aren't official till you introduce them to your parents, babes.
Yeah, exactly.
So then, like, up rolls this limo to the Dietz compound, and like Monty and Muffy stick their heads out of the limo, like, "Are you ready to go?" And she's like, "What?" Oh, she said, "The little girl yes. says to this monster, take that gross head off or whatever so you can meet my parents."
And you know, I'm sorry, but she's 3 foot two. This thing is 6 foot one. Like, what? Where are the parents? You're letting this happen at your party, even if it is a guy in a costume. This guy needs to get the fuck out of my house.
Well, you know, Charles and Mrs. Dietz are famously oblivious to almost everything, and they kind of carry that over into the show. Like,
yeah, they can barely, you know, notice a ghost. Ghostly apparitions. They don't even notice.
They don't notice an apparition. They don't know. You know, I mean, Charles Dietz in the show is apathetic to everything, just like Jeffrey Jones is in the movie.
When your mother finds out that you cut holes in her $300 sheets.
Yeah. Although, funny enough, in this episode of the cartoon, Charles himself is the one cutting holes in sheets because the mother has given him a bad haircut. That's their through line in this episode.
Okay.
Sure, why not? Great, hey, why not, everybody?
Great B-plot.
And so, yeah, so the monster rips his head off and follows this little girl outside. And, you know, the parents, this is my favorite moment of the episode. The parents are like, oh no, a monster, and speed away and leave this girl for dead with this beast.
And she runs like a cartoon, like over the horizon, and it's fine. It's okay. Don't worry about it. She's superhuman running because it's a cartoon.
Don't worry. She came back next week and antagonizes Lydia once again.
The other thing is it's really poorly written because like they introduce a problem towards the end. They're like, oh my God, the monsters turn really big in the moonlight. They become
right because there's like a warning label like do not use party monsters in a full moon.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whoops. What a flub. What a full moon flub, Beetlejuice.
And they terrorize the town and then Lydia's like, oh, I guess we could use my hairdryer. And that's it. Then they just,
they just do it
for 4 minutes.
They make them go smaller by blowing on them with a hairdryer.
Yeah, well, there's something about, like, they also can't get wet. It's like vague gremlin rules. Yeah.
Right.
It's like full moon slash something about if you dry them out, they'll shrink.
And then what does Beetlegeist do? He flushes them down the toilet at the end.
Oh, that's so stupid.
This is stupid.
And we get the worst ending to anything you could ever have is by saying, here we go again.
Yeah, Lydia actually says, here we go again.
Now the monsters are breaking through the ground and they got to run around and I guess just blow dry them.
Yeah. Just blow them out again. Just dry them off and they'll shrink.
This is not the message to send to kids that you got to go blow monsters out on the streets.
No, that's a bad message to send around. Do not be blowing monsters. Do not.
Don't care if they danced with you. You don't go blowing monsters in the street.
But like, it's so lazy because one of the whole big problems of the movie is Lydia wants the party to be a success and she's concerned about the kids at school and how they're going to react to them because eventually other kids do show up.
Yes.
So she's like, oh, I'm humiliated. This party's, you know, going off the rails. What am I going to do? We don't find out. Like, it needs to end with like, hey, Lydia, killer party on Halloween or whatever. Like, this episode needs to end in the hallowed halls of this all-girls school.
And everyone's like, yay, you did a great job.
Yeah, and it's fine. And Beetlejuice goes, way to go, babes. We pulled off another 22 minutes of adventure.
We just skated that one in.
But not here we go again with zero conclusion to anything. What shit?
Way to go, babes. We used enough old animation that the Korean animators are thanking us for that one.
Hey, thanks, babes. The next episode is just entitled The Recycler. Hey, babes, get it? Babes, you still there or what?
I mean, I'll just get right to it. Well, yeah.
And I had a question.
Yo, sure.
It's on the bubble. Because we are revisiting the Beetlejuice world in this cartoon.
Yes.
Albeit really ineptly. Do we need a Beetlejuice sequel? Does anyone want a Beetlejuice sequel?
No. Because what is it going to be? And I'm sorry. I love Michael Keaton. By the way, he's fantastic in the new movie Spotlight.
Sure.
Deserves the inevitable Academy Award nomination he's going to get for it. But how do you justify a ghost aging 25 years? Almost 30 years.
But it's a beautiful little movie, you know. Beetlejuice.
It is. Yeah.
It's got everything you want, and it ends.
It feels like it shouldn't exist. It's got such a weird vibe to it, and it's just like, what are you going to try? What could you possibly do to add on to that?
First of all, you're going to have to rewrite that script so that Charles Dietz is dead in the cold ground.
Oh yeah, maybe enough time will have passed.
No, dude, you don't get over the troubles.
Yeah. Maybe he'll be a ghost or something.
Oh, make him a force ghost. Use his image, but he doesn't actually get to go on screen.
Yeah,
just pull Jeffrey Jones footage from various projects.
Ed Rooney's walking by like that ending shot of Ferris Bueller where he's dragging his feet covered in muck. Just put the blue outline around there.
He's a zombie ghost, whatever. That's how you justify
it. I like it. I really like that. Yeah.
So now I think we got something here. Maybe Beetlejuice 2 might have to
happen. I don't think a CGI force ghost Jeffrey Jones is a reason to do a Beetlejuice sequel.
But it is enough to get me to buy a ticket.
I feel like it's mostly Michael Keaton driving the car. He's like, yeah, Beetlejuice sequel. You should do a Beetlejuice sequel. Tell me to do a Beetlejuice sequel.
Hey, that guy's right.
Just like, is Burton behind it too?
I don't know. Is he?
I have no idea. That's what I was going to ask you guys.
It's,
I don't know.
It's just on IMDb in development, but I know Michael Keaton will talk to anybody who will listen about a Beetlejuice sequel.
Here's the thing, though. Is he talking to those people post Birdman nomination and post Spotlight?
He's using it. That's what.
Oh, man.
And he's like, oh, you know, there was a bunch of bad scripts. There's a really good script now that I really like, et cetera, et cetera.
I'd rather see him play Batman again.
Yeah, Dark Knight Returns, man.
Get him to play old Batman. Yep. There. You know what? There it is. Fuck you, Ben Affleck movie. Yeah. Enough time has passed. When was Returns? 92?
Yeah.
Listen, there you go.
It's time.
Old Bruce Wayne. Fuck Clint Eastwood. Old Bruce Wayne, played by Michael Keaton. That's where it's at.
But just, you don't need another Beetlejuice. It's a one and done. It's a beautiful one and done. That's the thing.
It is.
It's
yes.
Just, it's a weirdo movie.
I love it.
Yeah, it's just a weirdo movie that happens, and you're like, oh, wow, that's done.
And here's the thing. It's a two-person commitment, because obviously no one gives a flying fuck about Jeffrey Jones.
Yeah.
Catherine O'Hara, she's a genius at comedy. You take it or leave it. If you can't get Winona Ryder to go along with this,
yep,
it's fucking pointless, because then it's just an embarrassing Michael Keaton sequel.
Here's another question. You're talking about ghosts aging. How does a ghost get as fat as Alec Baldwin is? How does that work?
Yeah, I feel like that's just gonna forget not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's whatever. You know, honestly. And someone find Gina Davis. Wake her up.
I think she still thinks she's in that president show.
And may I remind you, I am the president of the United States. So, all right. I mean, I don't know where we're going to fall on this, but who was embarrassed watching this?
I was incredibly embarrassed. I hate punny shit like this. Like Eric, I avoided this show like the plague yeah, as a kid. I would be like, hey, man, when's X-Men coming on?
Yep.
Then I'll be back.
I'm going to go play video games and eat Dorita chips.
Exactly. I want to play an NBA Live 95.
Oh, that was a good year.
It was.
Yeah, I was embarrassed too. I think someone might have caught me watching this, and I don't think I can ever come back from that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I watched this alongside my wife, and she was just like, the things you do. But actually, it was amazing, though. I was embarrassed. But amazingly, she also was like, I never watched the show. But she still recalled the theme song,
yep,
as like a, oh, it's this theme song, time to change the channel so I don't have to watch Beetlejuice.
Best part of this show? Now here's Beetlejuice.
Yes, which was every episode. It was consistent. I like to imagine it was, who was that little old man that was on Letterman a bunch with the big square glasses? He was also like
I remember
a spokesperson for some sort of fast food chain, maybe. Mm.
He kind of sounded like that. Hey, everybody, now here's Beetlejuice.
Man, oh, it kills. He's long dead now.
I remember
on Letterman, he'd have to be.
I mean,
vividly.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm talking about, though?
Exactly, yeah.
I think he shares a mausoleum with Time to Make the Donuts.
Yeah, and the pallbearer. From...
They're spending eternity together, the three of them. No, I was humiliated, and I also felt terrible for wasting so many hours watching this as a kid.
Humiliated.
I mean, dude, I vividly remember turning off the Nintendo because Beetlejuice was on and loving it. And loving it. And the only thing I can say about doing this episode tonight and having to watch this episode of the cartoon is that now, more than ever, I am going back and rewatching Beetlejuice, which I have not watched in like half a decade. I haven't seen in ages. And I'm going to watch Beetlejuice, and I don't need a Beetlejuice 2.
Yep. No, I don't need a Beetlejuice 2. Eek the Cat, far superior cartoon.
I agree with that.
I didn't like it.
Here's the thing, though. Like,
maybe we'll have to go back to it.
This is probably the buster right here, right? Yeah. We'll be like, eek, what were we watching?
Yeah, maybe that's next month. We'll see how that goes.
There we go.
It's that or Fantasia.
Fantasia's good.
You know what I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while.
I watched Fantasia 2000. That's a big snooze fest.
Oh, yeah,
piece
that's
of
you
shit.
Can keep it.
That sucked. They recycle that Mickey Wizard number.
Yeah.
Wait, is that a sequel?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's Animation Damnation for the month of October. Oh, my goodness. Until November, which, by the way, we'll have to save that for December, possibly, we're doing, November is a big celebratory James Bond month here at We Hate Movies. We're doing a Bond episode. We're going to do James Bond Jr. for Animation Damnation. So maybe we'll do Eek the Cat in December. Ruin your childhoods, then, because I was humiliated.
So Fantasia will have to wait till like February.
Yeah, we'll wait until February.
So until next month with James Bond Jr., I'm Andrew Jupin.
Eric Siska.
Steven Zadak.
Take it easy.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare.
Sometimes. That is what I have.
Time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
They're coming.
coming to get you, Barbara.
You sick fucks. You've seen one too many movies.
Nah, Sid! Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
Put the fucking lotion in the bag!
What an excellent day for an exorcism.